Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning, all you beautiful people out there. And you know what? You're beautiful. If you are up to hear anything on any show about anyone, I better tell you, you're gorgeous. Because when you are smart and when you're wise, you're beautiful. When you're smart and wise, you're gorgeous. And when you're smart and wise, it shows that you are a seeker of wisdom. You're a seeker of knowledge. And what you have, you're ready to share. And that is what the global vision for living today is all about. Today's topic is going to be on how does one hear from God and not man? Of course, you know, this creator God has got to use man as his mouthpiece. He might not want to, but let me tell you something. His son said, I and the Father are one. So thing that you hear on this show is going to be indicative of that. And I want to thank you guys so much. You're always on time. I don't have to think about you guys. When I get ready to get on the dashboard, you're already here. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so very much. I am glad to have you. Now, the topic today, how to hear from God and not man. When you hear from God, well, you move. There's a movement there because you're intelligent to recognize that you're just not listening to a man of flesh. You rise to the occasion of doing whatever is necessary in spirit and in truth to talk about him to others. You just can't keep it to yourself. And I'm not just talking about family members and those sleeping in the bed next to you. Oh, no. It goes further than that. But many today are encased behind walls due to COVID-19, and they're hurting. Many are not sure what their tomorrow might bring. But there's someone who can and who is speeding through the annals of time, through the universe, to make good on their promise to redeem mankind. Well, yes, we've all failed to beautify and multiply the earth. Some of us is not even thinking about that. I'm going to leave it to the conservationists. I'm going to leave it to the politicians. I'm going to leave it to the president. But no, no, no. We have failed due to our human reasoning to honor and love one another and do what is best. Look at the stockpile of nuclear weapons. Who are they for? Who's going to turn them on someone, some country, some nation? What is it for? Nuclear weapons? Oh, my God. Sounds like destruction. Yes, we have failed to live an upright life that honors God and others as he has commanded. Now, look. Watch the world. Our leaders are fumbling, and many of them are walking in darkness. Cannot even cure the common cold. Oh, my God. Isn't that awful? But what do we do? Well, my father used to say, when you wake up and find that you've lost your way, turn around and go back to where you walk and get back on, but this time in the right direction. You're going to hear 10 tips on what to do to find that right direction. Enough is enough. And as you know, we have Colonel Harrison on the show every week. I think you guys like that because we get a lot of traction and we get a lot of understanding. We just don't say something and leave you hanging on a cliff, a misunderstanding. That would defeat our purpose. You don't have time to hear anything like that. We certainly don't have time to talk about anything like that. So let's go to some of these tips on how to find a direct and a right direction, one that you can actually kind of, we're not giving you a pie in the sky. We're not going to point you to any unauthorized books by the one and only Son of Man, Jesus Christ. We're not going to do that. Time is out for misinterpretation of anything. Oh, my God. Yes, indeed. Colonel Harrison, are you with us this morning?
Yes, good morning, Dr. Cupertino. Listening audience, I am with you, and it's good to be with you again.
Yay, well, thank you. I'm talking a little slow because the other night I woke up and I didn't feel too good. So now I'm sitting here with some hibiscus tea, and if you were in Turkey, it would be hibiscus tea. So I'm drinking that because it's making me feel. But yay, I'm all cold. I'm almost my own self, but now let's take care of business. People want to know how can they hear from God and not man. Well, of course, God's not going to come down to Joe Blow and say, hey, how you doing and what you're going to eat today and all of that. He's not going to do that. He is going to work through man. But whether man is talking or not, people know when that person is talking about God because he's on fire and he's going to make sure, as Bishop used to say, keep it plain. Colonel Harrison, what are a couple of tips that you can put on the table for people that really want to know how to get back into a good direction? I used to do that as a kid. Oh, and as a teenager, I was doing this. Oh, when I was this. Oh, when I was that. But, an animal know when he's wrong. So if mankind is on a collision course with their creator by their works, what are a couple of tips that you can give people to have them get back on a right direction in life?
Okay, great, Doc. I'm glad you asked. I outlined 5 of the 10 that you had suggested. And the first one I have is that one has to get to know who God is. Get to know who God is the first one. And the second one, once you get to know who he is, the second one is seek him, search for him. Search for him through prayer, through meditation, through fasting, through associating with fellow like-minded people who know God. So get to know who God is. And the Bible says,
okay.
God.
Okay.
Go ahead.
If you mentioned 2, we're going to do 2 at a time. As I said earlier, I was mentioning a couple because we are going to talk to people about what can they do to find that. But then we want to break it down. We're going to make it plain. So you say they have to seek out. Are you referring to them having to be taught? Is that what you mean? A person has to be taught rather than just wake up and, maybe coming off of a bad drug. Oh, I'm going to do this. Oh, I think that. Do you think that's biblical, that people need to be taught how to seek God? Is that what you mean?
Yes. Taught. Who he is? Yes, because it all begins with the teaching. It goes back as our children and as we were children, taught in elementary school, middle school, senior high school, and those who went on to college. We were taught certain principles of life and do's and don'ts and how to excel. So it's a teaching process, the same teaching process that we use in the public school system and private charter schools. Mm-hmm. It's the same principles one has to use when they're seeking God. Find someone who knows God and get them to teach them who God is. And so they learn through the application of teaching. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The taught word is preached and is also taught, and they get to know who God is.
Okay, how would they seek out? Let's say they're walking down the street and someone just said, oh, yeah, I got a Bible in my hand and, I can read it, but I don't understand it and I know I'm not because Jesus Christ, God's Son, told those that were in his authority and under his authority as disciples on their way to becoming apostles. He told the disciples, those had already been taught by him, and disciple and apostle is 2 different things, we'll get to that. But those disciples they were told to go there for and teach. So he recognized that it probably wouldn't be a good idea to just wake up and start thinking, well, I'm going in the right direction. I know I am. I know I am. Because you think about the days and times of Jesus Christ, you know, they were in the Roman domination. And, of course, they were taught how to look, direct their lives as a Roman citizen. So I know Jesus was right on it when he said, you better go live for and teach them because they're out there in that Roman world. And whatever they say, whatever they feel is right, and whatever they have bowed down to the Roman gods, this is what they were teaching. And Jesus knew that that was not the way, that type of teaching, that ideology was not the way to the Father. He said, I'm going back. I'm leaving. I'm going away. I'm going back to the Father. And where I am, you will be also, not made. Some will, you know, tinker around with those translations. I know they say that. Well, whatever he says, what we see now is not good. So if a person is going to wake up and just start looking, I guess that's seeking and looking. Really, those are two different things. When you seek something, that's a whole different story. We won't get on the Google Dictionary. But are you saying that to seek God, they need to find an institution that they think might be the right way, or do you think the better way would be to pray and ask a living God, show me? And you know what? You and I know he will show me the right way. Show me an organization that is teaching your word. Show me people that are a living example of your word. Show me, number one, show me people that love one another. Because if I see a group of people going around and standing on a street corner, about five or six of them, hugging each other and just sharing and laughing on the corner, and it's genuine, you can go into their house and spend the night, no problem. You can go in Australia and spend the night if you're one of them, no problem. Are you saying that it might be a good idea to pray, whether you think you know how to pray or not, pray that God leads you, not you just get up and say, well, I'm going over here in the masjid, or I'm going over here in the church of root. Do you think the best way would be to advise people to pray? Let's talk about that. You think that would be a better way of looking out for God?
Prayer will work for those who have originally sought after God, found out who he was, and then fell away from doing the teachings of God. But for those who don't know who God is, they need to find a teacher, someone who can teach them who God is. Not unless they have a good understanding and reading comprehension ability, they can read the Bible, read one of the other holy books, and find out who God is. So prayer works for those who had a former relationship that fell away from God, but teaching an actual teacher to teach one who God is, the principles in the Bible, the commandments and the statutes and those things which God expects us to obey. A person who doesn't know God and doesn't know who he is probably wouldn't understand the teachings and the spiritual books and the Bible as to what God expects of them unless they have a high IQ, high reading comprehension ability. So I'm saying those who know and fell away, prayer works for them to reunite with God. Those who don't, they have to be taught by an actual teacher, a physical teacher, to teach them the principles of who God is.
Okay, well, I think I need some more tea. I'm sorry. Hey, you guys. I didn't understand what you said. Let me just kind of, you know, this dashboard is hopping. So you're saying that there's two different levels of people when it comes to someone wanting to seek out the true God. I heard you say there's many Bibles, or there's many holy books. I don't think I'm referring to a lot of holy books, because we know which book really has been ordained by the one that calls himself Jehovah. He said, and apart from me, There is no other God. So some of these other holy books do teach about other gods, but he said that there is none. So are you saying that the way for a person to find out or learn how to find out what direction his life should take, it should not, they should not pray, or half of the world should pray and the other should not? Can you go over that again?
Sure.
I think I heard so much, but
sure.
I know that come to God. Jesus Christ said, you can't get to him no other way except by me. Hey, you guys, we're getting deep now. We're really going heavy. He said, there is no other way. So are you saying that there's other books and other ways that a person can seek the living God? Or should some pray and others that might not be intelligent, they should not pray? Oh, please, in Jesus' name, can you clear that up for us, Reverend?
Sure.
Yeah, please, thank you. I got about over 100 hands that's popping up on the dash. I guess they want to find out or get an understanding of what you really said. If a person wants to get to know what direction his life should take, is it true that he should seek God in prayer? He should pray for direction. Is that what you mean?
What I mean, most people that don't know who God is don't understand what prayer is. And so if I tell them that if you're looking for God, you want to change your life, go and pray to God. They say, what you mean pray to God? Mm-hmm. So I don't tell them that. I refer them either to myself or another teacher of the Bible who can teach them who God is. They have no knowledge of God. They need to be taught by a person who God is. And if they have knowledge of God, and they have
your voice,
yes,
is
I'm saying
changing.
It.
Your voice.
I'm just trying to emphasize the point.
Your voice is changing. Your voice is changing.
Yes, only because I'm trying to stress the point. Only because I'm trying to stress the point. Not to be offensive, just trying to stress the point. That's all.
Your voice is changing. I'm not sure if you answered the question, but I think we want to move on. Because anyone, any human being, anyone that is in a bad fix, he doesn't know how he got in that bad fix. Well, we can say, you know, the Bible says all men are living under the dominion of the wicked one. All men, I guess, if I read it in that, all men means all men. So if a person wakes up one morning and he says, you know what, I'm not going to live my life like this. You know, all men know what prayer is. They might not think they know how to pray. And I've heard this for decades. You know, I don't know why, but I just woke up and I start praying. Oh God, please send me someone. I want to know more about you. My life is crazy, and here you knock on my door. Everybody, from my experience, knows that once they get lost on a block from a wrong one-way turn, the first thing they'll call out, help me, God. Lord, help me. Oh, God. Every man and woman, and I think some children, from my experience, they might not really know who God is. Some of them might not even know where God resides. And, of course, they can't say that they've seen God, because the scripture says no man has, so if he's man flesh. But when you come to the end of your rope, and we're trying to keep this practical now, we're not going to take this all up into another dimension, because we're humans and we're teachers. But when a person has lost their direction, it's not wise to seek other men and other men for how to live, because God's son Jesus Christ left the model. So do we And we probably see the world in bad shape now because they have sought their own understanding. And the Bible says, don't do that. Do not seek out your own understanding. You don't have to figure me out because I'm telling you right here. You don't have to wonder anything about me. Here is here. But most people don't know right now how to open up a Bible and try to determine from 66 books how to live. Nicodemus said that, if we want to go there. But people need to be taught. And I don't know if we want to say, well, go over to this place and see what they got to say about God. Go over there. He's standing up there saying something. Do you think being a pastor, the best way for a person to seek God, and you're not going to find many. People have to be taught to want to be under God's dominion. They don't want it. The flesh nature doesn't want it. Do you think prayer, wherever they might think their God is, do you think God, who the Bible says answers prayer, and he knows the hearts of man, he knows that that person, if he is contrite and he really wants to come into communion with me, do you think or say or teach and preach that prayer is the answer?
The reason there are godly.
Do you think prayer for every living soul? I know about the Lord's Prayer, and it was short. It covered a lot. It was short. Jesus didn't use Roman wisdom to try to come out of his mouth with the Lord's Prayer. It's very simple. A child can say it. The Lord's Prayer. No ideology, no trying to figure it out, no going back to Canaan land theories to talk about how to pray. Do you think Jesus left a model for us to pray? Is that something we should use? He said this is how you should pray. Do you? And that prayer covers a person coming into closer communion. Do you think that?
Prayer works for people who understand what prayer is. They have to understand what prayer is, develop a confidence in prayer, and then put forth prayer. Yes, prayer works.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. Okay. Well, okay, you guys. You heard it. Once a person prays to God, as his son told all of them there at his feet to do, he said, use this prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven. You don't have to look in a book because he just said he's in heaven. My dad used to speak, oh, he tore this up. Our Father, which art in heaven. And then he went to explain that. Hallowed be thy name. Would you say, before we even go into that prayer in its fullness, that there's got to be an honoring of his name? Now, I don't know what those people there listening to him and getting that advice would say to that. But he said, hallowed be thy name. That means to hold God's name in self-esteem. What does it mean, Reverend Harrison, to hold God's name in self-esteem?
Hold God's name in self-esteem means is to reverence God, honor God, mm-hmm. respect God, mm-hmm. worship God, obey God. Yes, hallowed be thy name. That's one of the first things that he taught his disciples to do, but Jesus still, he taught them how to pray. And from there, they were able to teach others how to pray. Yes, hallow means holy, mm-hmm. and it means to honor his name, reverence his name, worship his name, lift up his name, and obey that which his name stands for, which is holiness.
Yeah, I was looking here. So I could finish it. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. So I guess in that prayer, he was talking talking about something that was not. He said, thy kingdom come. So I guess if anyone's going to fight for a kingdom, talk about a kingdom, or think they were going to live forever on earth, oh, my God. He was saying right there, and this is how you pray. I am telling you how to pray. You don't have to go around 3 or 4 bushes, but he's telling them after God's name is hallowed, he said, now, hey, we're putting our money on you, that kingdom come and that will be done in earth. How would a person practice God's will? Everyone knows from, I think, even a babyhood that, oh, well, God is good. Mom, am I going to see God when I die? Daddy, is there really a God? Uh-oh, here we go. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, not to seek out wealth and riches, and forgive us our debts. We're all debtors. As we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Everyone knows what evil is. They might not put it in the full context of evil, but deliver us from evil. Don't have me thinking that stuff, doing bad things. For thine is the kingdom and the power. Oh, my God, greatest of worship. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. You know, that kind of sounds like something anyone would understand. Would you agree that the Lord's Prayer, which is universal, is set in a way where many people don't have to go out for other human knowledge or human wisdom or some kind of pie-in-the-sky theory that, of course, oh, my God, hasn't done very many people very good. You know, people still searching for a cure to death. Here we are. We started off living 1,000 years. Now here we are, 70 or 80. If we have a special mindfulness and spirit within. Colonel, Reverend, Doctor, you wear a lot of titles. So that tells me that you are a teacher, and you're a preacher, and many other things. How would you sum up what Jesus said when he said, now listen, be not ye therefore like unto them. He said, don't be like the heathen. This is still in Matthew. He's saying, but when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do. Uh-oh, so now we're on to something. What these heathens, now we don't have time to look it up, but whatever words or whatever they use, he said, please don't, I'm begging you, please don't. For they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Uh-oh. They think they're going to be heard from just talking. But be not ye therefore like unto them. For your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him. Ask him, pray ye therefore. Colonel Harrison, would you say that this prayer is one that God recognized and one that has power in it to turn people right away? Because if you pray to him and you give honor to his name, I heard he's going to help you. You can't praise him and he doesn't help you. You might not be able to read or write, but do you think this is a prayer we might recommend for people that have lost their way in their life?
Yes, Jesus' prayer, the Lord's Prayer, the model prayer, universal prayer, is designed that every word in that prayer covers any and everything that a man, a woman, a child may come into or encounter during their lifetime. That prayer covers everything from the womb to the tomb and in between. It covers our entire lifespan. If we examine it, do as it says, we live a blessed life.
Oh, my God, we sure will. Hey, you guys, hey, I know what you guys are saying. Colonel Harrison and I, we really go back and forth in this. I know you guys love it or you wouldn't be here. We have 8 more to go. Be back next week. 10 tips on to find your right direction. Hold on until next Saturday. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Amen.